Lièvre. We're in front of the church. Father Fulrad founded a Carolingian priory at Lièvre, but shh, let's listen to the clergyman. My dear friends, you perhaps don't know that I once was Charlemagne's private tutor and chaplain. In 762, I built my priory here on unoccupied lands. I asked for the help of the Vosgian settlers, the first inhabitants of what was the beginnings of the Val d'Argent. Thanks to the relics of the saints Alexander and Cucufa that were preserved in the priory, the settlers set up home permanently in the valley. From the 11th century onwards, the Duke of Lorraine provided military protection for the priory that remained prosperous until the end of the Middle Ages. Imagine the monastic buildings surrounded by a protective wall, but also decorated with ponds, a mill, and of course, the Romanesque Priory Church. The relics attracted the faithful, and its territorial wealth was the envy of many others. In around 1120, the Duke of Souabe annexed a mountain that belonged to the priory, where he unlawfully built the castle of Au-Königsburg. By the 18th century, the priory was no longer being maintained due to lack of money. The building was taken apart, and some of the stones were used to build the church you see before you. Other stones can also be found in the walls of houses in the town. When you go into the church, look at the stained glass window on the left of the choir. It dates from the 1900s and represents Father Fulrad, a bearded man with a halo who is holding a charter in his hand. Is it his will? Or is it the donation of the land in the Val d'Argent granted by Charlemagne? Nobody knows, but we do know that at his feet is the church belonging to Lièvre Priory. When you go back down the nave, look out for the impressive sandstone baptistery on your left. It used to be in the church entrance. The font sits on a Romanesque-style priory capital. Below is a procession of monsters with dragons and serpents, and above are some somewhat more positive figures from mythology, a centaur and Samson fighting the lion. As for the stylized tracery, it represents the universe and the solar cycles. Behind the baptistery is the tombstone of the Lords of Eschery. This was the family that protected the property belonging to the priory on behalf of the Duke of Lorraine in the 11th century. And finally, before you go, look for a little iron cupboard in the porch of the church. It used to contain the objects used for the service that are normally found in the choir. Do you know why it's outside? Because in the 12th century, the church choir tower was where the porch now is. Let's go now to Rombard-le-Franc to visit the farms of the Vosges. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.